Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Devin from College Park.
Hey, Devin, how are you?
Not too bad.
This is College Park, Maryland, home of the University of Maryland?
It is. It is indeed.
And are you there at the university?
I am actually here at the university.
Right. And is this not the home of the Terrapins?
It is, in fact, the home of the Terrapins.
And that is a kind of turtle.
It is.
A Terrapin.
Yeah.
It seems to me a less than, shall we say, aggressive name for your sporting teams.
Well, it turns out that actually it's the only, I think at least, it's the only animal that's indigenous only to the Chesapeake Bay region.
Oh, really?
And so in the 1930s, they were looking for a mascot that summed up the spirit of the state, and they picked a turtle, and then it was later that they figured out they had to make it aggressive.
Fighting crab cakes didn't cut it.
No.
No, I guess not.
Well, welcome to the show, Devin. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will once again recreate three quotations from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I think so.
All right, here is your first quote.
What conduct? We were just there to wish him well.
That was Andrew Card, former White House Chief of Staff. That's what he said on a particular night back in 2004 when he was caught sneaking into whose hospital room late at night?
Well, that would be former Attorney General John Ashcroft's hospital room.
You're right. Very good. You know your nation is in trouble when the only thing standing between you and a lawless police state is John Ashcroft doped to the gills on Vicodin. This week, James Comey, former Deputy Attorney General, testified that back in 04, Attorney General Ashcroft was gravely ill and under sedation in the hospital. But that did not stop Andrew Card and then White House Counsel Alberto Gonzalez from going there in the middle of the night and trying to get Ashcroft to sign off on a warrantless surveillance program that the Justice Department had already said was illegal. Card later explained, as you heard, that he and Gonzalez, no, they were just there to wish him well at midnight.
You know, I have to say my favorite part of that story is Comey says that Andrew Card and Alberto Gonzalez completely ignored him when they were in the hospital room talking to doped up Ashcroft. Comey is 6'8". It's really hard to ignore a guy who's 6'8" in a hospital room.
I know, it was terrible. Gonzalez came in, took off his jacket, hung it on Comey's nose. And then... All right, sir, here is your next quote.
Lieutenant General Lute must gain congressional approval before he can assume the position.
And we thought you'd be above that, but no. That was ABC's Martha Raddatz, perhaps not aware of the double meaning when describing the new job of Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, who agreed to assume what position?
The position of war czar.
Very good, war czar. After trying for some time to get somebody to agree to take the job, it finally fell to General Lute. He took the job of managing the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan only after Barney the dog ran and hid in the Rose Garden. And while the media has called the job war czar, that doesn't really describe the post. General Lute will be the guy who calls cabinet officials to determine what they're doing to help the war effort. It's more like war nanny. Here is your last quote.
I was just thinking when I drove up, why am I stopping here when it's $4.09? But it's on my way, and I'm late, and I have to do what I have to do.
That was a San Francisco woman named Jennifer Hoover realizing that she has no choice but to spend over $4 on what?
I'm going to assume gas.
Yeah, a gallon of gas. Gas has hit $4 a gallon in some places. And this is before the annual legendary summer driving season they're always talking about. That's when our SUVs and trucks propelled by a deep instinctual compulsion, drive themselves thousands of miles to faraway shopping mall parking lots where they breed. It's exciting if you've never seen the summer driving season in the wild. The oil companies explained, it's not our fault, it's a combination of factors including... Oh, come on, of course it's our fault. Good luck pushing your Escalade to soccer practice, you suckers. Carl, how did Devin do in our quiz?
Very well. Devin, you had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine. Congratulations.
Well done, Devin.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure playing.